also discussed that a nice place to do this will be in the breakout room number one, which is the first room here, room outside here. So Teus and his men will be there assisting you in this key signing project. Thank you, Teus, for that. Okay, next speaker, Wim. Thank you for being here. And sure, sure.
Or whatever you like.
Okay, thank you. My name is Ben Benes, and I'm from the Dutch Mozillian community. Not quite, because I'm just a translator into Frisian. It is a very small language up north of the Netherlands, but we got in contact with Fabrice. He asked me to do a little presentation about the Dutch community, which I'm involved also. Make web pages, I'm on forums, etc. Exposed? Yes, I feel a little exposed now. So, to show you a bit of the difference, this is where Friesland is, and you should see it's a small part of the Netherlands, just for the foreign people around here. But of course, all these Frisian people, it's just like the net. It's not only that part, they are scattered around all over the world, not only in Friesland. So that's why I put up the list. Friesland, that's how we call it. Nederland, that's the Dutch. And Europe, planet, all over the world. We are scattered all over the world. To put it into perspective, are there any Frisians around here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Well, that makes it right for percentages. So what's my story? I've been a regular user of the internet since the early 90s, and started to explore the web with a modem, of course, and somehow I started to ditch Internet Explorer ASAP and used Netscape. That was the first, and even then it was already bundled with the installation CD of the provider, which strangely is not the case anymore. Why did I start using Netscape? Because it was just a feeling. I just felt safe. It felt fast. Well, fast on a modem, 56 modem. You could call it fast in these days, but it was doable at that time. Later on, my boss asked me to enter the internet. How would we enter the internet? Well, the first suggestion was to use Netscape. It was safe for me. It was all a bit scary. You didn't know how to do everything with the firewall, etc., etc. So start using Netscape. Maybe that's better. Okay, Netscape. Number 4, that was the early one. That was the first one I've been using. And later on, we continued using the Mozilla Suite. And just the company I work with, the architectural office, we start using internet very slowly. I started to just access then one email address with 60 people. Pretty strange if you ask me, but okay, that's the way sometimes it works. And just by using the software, everything, I just somehow changed somewhere in over time when I started using Netscape and the Mozilla Suite, and I got a bit curious. So what's these things? What all these files around here? So I started to look into the dictionary. You could install dictionaries, and when you looked into Windows Explorer, you could say, hey, I can open up that file. It's strangely enough, I can open up that file, and there's another file or more files, and lots of them were pretty readable. It's something called like, this is the Dutch dictionary for Mozilla products. Well, that's easy, that's readable. And some other files, reading all JavaScript. Okay, let's take that later on. It wasn't readable for me at that point. But I still stayed curious about these things, and I started to unpack these files and just wanted to look what happened if I changed some lines. And it was, of course, very difficult to repackage it all back, enter the internet again, looking and searching and searching. And okay, then I got it done. I got it back, and I got a little XP file, which you call add-on these days. And I tried to install it in Mozilla Suite. And of course it did exactly what you expected to do. It blew up the whole suite. Not a problem, just create a new profile and we're back in business, except we lost our mail. Let's copy, paste. Okay, not as easy. Again and again. Okay, we're back in business after 3 days. Okay. When you do it the second time, it always goes faster. We always say, we tend to say when someone loses his job, his work, sorry. But after a while, you get acquainted to all these files you were able to put into the XPI file, and when it grew broader across the colleagues, it was very fun to see people using the thing you made. They were all very excited to have a Dutch dictionary exactly the way you wanted it to. And it was also fun to look into the files where the Dutch translation was not quite what you wanted to. So I started to change some words and put it back, and it worked. And you could see the changes that I made to the program. And that was very fine. And it's just what Tristan says, the ability to change the program you're using. And maybe there's another example I would like to see. Like to show you. So that's me again. But you see here on top, the picture of my daughter. I just made it using a little add-on, Foxmarks, and we also see the Frisian Firefox. But that's the nice thing of being able to change your own program to your own needs. Of course, I followed the evolution of Netscape and Firefox, Netscape, Mozilla Suite, Phoenix, Firebird, Firefox, Thunderbird, and at one point I thought, well, this is a dead end, and you have to stick to Internet Explorer. But luckily, it went all in the right way, in the proper way, and Mozilla now has 20% market share, which is great, in almost 5 years. It is really great. Some colleagues of mine asked me to start as a gimmick for translating these jar files, these menus into the Frisian language. Well, I think that's doable. And one thing led to another, and 2 years later, in 2005, I started to gather some people to start with translation of Firefox into Frisian. And I managed to get 6 people, and we were busy for almost 1 year, 1.5 years. And then we had our own translation of the Frisian. This was pretty cool. And I started to do some PR thing. I started to send out messages to local newspapers, and it got read. And that's my turn to give more audience to the Firefox or to other Mozilla products. And now that we are here, I have the Frisian Firefox downloadable with its own page. We have, since last week, the first Frisian Thunderbird, and it got pretty popular in newspapers. Even the press wrote about it last week on a Monday. The press is a small tabloid format newspaper, free on the stations, and they had a little PR piece about the Frisian Thunderbird in the Frisian language, in a Dutch country, in a Dutch paper. So that was very nice. Another great example of a Dutch community is Mos Browser, which is a forum, a great forum, and MosBrowser.nl. It has a great forum, and maybe somebody knows how much articles there are in 5 years' time. Way over 100,000 articles. So it's pretty cool. I'm on there too, with the nickname Moses, if you know me. I'm also active on MozillaNL.org, where we tend to make articles about new releases, new updates, new programs, and everything else that Mozilla does. And of course, I'm involved with Mozilla Europe to put up some websites about the Frisian, but like help more and more about the Dutch Firefox and other Mozilla products. It's very fun to do, because you only have to do, there's no must. You can do what you like, or maybe you can do the things you are good at. And if you're a coder, you can do that. And there's somebody here who was the Q&A for Mozilla. And there are more things to do for Mozilla. So if you have any spare time, please join the club. Please join the Mozilla organization. And it's pretty fun. Even being here is pretty fun. Okay, that's for mine. If you have any questions. Q&A guy is right over there, but he's paid by Mozilla, so he's really on payroll, and you know him probably. It's pretty hard to see which people are, in a way, involved. We tend to hold meetings, but there are not much people. Most things happen on this side, too. But it's pretty hard to gather people for something like this. Yes. Yes. Mozilla. Mozilla.org is fantastic site where most of the add-ons are translating in every language you like. You can do it in Greek, you can do it in Dutch, and it's pretty easy. That's a really easy way to start translating. It's just more a bit of the time you have to spend on it, depending on the license of the add-on. But it's possible on babelzilla.org. On a certain way, on a certain update, they are being that depends on the trend of the creator of the add-on. But I've done several things for and the Dutch translation and Frisian translation. Different Mozilla dot Europe works differently than if you ask me, sorry Tristan, we should get rid of Mozilla Europe and put it all on Mozilla.org, and they are really starting to get landing pages for every translation of the Firefox, and and also to build communities. Gelnep is working on the communities. I think that's the way we should go. It's too much work to withhold both websites, Mozilla.org, MozillaEurope.org. I guess we should.
I know that there's a decision about that.
Of the products Firefox has greatly enhanced the last 3 years thanks to Excel, because before that it was really difficult. It's still difficult, I think, but with a bit of technical background you can manage. So. Okay, thank you all.